The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Getting you closer to rugby with Irish Independent Park. Epic stories start here.
Good evening, folks. Very welcome along to the Big Red Bench. A ton of sport coming up in the next hour. Reaction after a busy weekend in round one of the Senior Hurling Club Championship.
Years out of seniors, it meant an awful lot to them. And, you know, and fair play to them. It's great to see a team like that. It's a real hurling club, like, to be back up fighting against the likes of Blackrock in Championship. It's great.
We'll hear from the Cork Ladies Football captain Ciara O'Sullivan after their league victory.
It might look like we're composed, but with 2 minutes to go and you're trying to play a key possession, it's a bit of panic, all right, and you're just hoping you're not the one to mess up.
We'll speak to Cilly midfielder Gavin Houlihan.
Limerick have already taken points off Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk down there, so to come away with the win, I think it was a big result for us, definitely, yeah.
And ahead of their clash with Dundalk, we speak to UCC boss Noel Healy.
And this really is like a cup final to us. It's going to be a once-off occasion. May never happen again.
You're listening to The Big Red Bench on Cork's Red FM. You're very welcome along to our show on this Sunday evening. Rory and Lisa with you for the next hour as we talk all things sport. A ton of Gaelic games, a ton of football to get through on the show tonight, so it's going to be a very packed hour indeed. Before we hear from Ballyhay on their victory over Blackrock, Lisa's going to round up today's action and is going to start out soon with that Ballyhay result.
I will indeed, yeah. They beat Blackrock 119 to 11 points in the first match in Fermoy this afternoon. The second game has gone to extra time. Their county champion Sarsfield came from behind to draw level with Newtown Shandrum at 19 points apiece after 17 minutes now into the extra time there, and Newtown Shandrum have pulled two clear, leading Sarsfield's 27 points to 25. Elsewhere today, Middleton overcame Killa 20 points to 2-8 in Castlemartyr, and there was one game in round two of the Senior Football Championship today. Carberry Rangers beat Clyde Rovers and Arrow 1-7 to 8 points in Coachford. Nationally then, the biggest game of the GAA Championship so far, that was in Ballybuffet, the meeting of Donegal and Tyrone, and I actually don't have the full time there in front of me on that one. Rory, you'll get that while I bring us up to speed on Connacht. Galway setting up a provincial semi-final meeting with Mayo after beating Leitrim 113 to 8 points, and Westmeath had 7 points to spare against Louth in the Leinster Football Championship. The final score in Drogheda was 314 to 16 points. Wexford, who await Westmeath in the Leinster quarterfinals.
And Donegal 113, Tyrone 110 was the final score from Ballybuffet.
In the Premier League then this evening, a win for Man City in the early game, but first a report from Old Trafford and a draw that's just finished up between United and Arsenal.
Manchester United 1, Arsenal 1. United had the better of the first half, and Herrera pulling them in front on the half hour, connecting with Ashley Young's inviting centre from the left. But Arsenal improved as the game wore on. Their equaliser came on 82 minutes as Theo Walcott's shot from an angle to the point of goal deflected off Tyler Blackett and wrong-footed substitute goalkeeper Victor Valdes on route to goal. Manchester United 1, Arsenal 1.
It's finished 1-2, Manchester City 4. A really great game here. The visitors probably deserved to win this, but it could have gone either way. Man City led 2-0 through goals from Torre and Milner in the first half. Sigurdsson pulled one back for Swansea before Gomez hit a superb equaliser. The Swans had the momentum, but Torre made it 3-2 with his second of the day. And then who else but former Swan Wilfred Bony made it 4 in injury time to seal automatic qualification for Man City to next season's Champions League. Swansea 2, Manchester City 4.
There's a really awkward lap of honour going around Old Trafford at the moment in front of, like, basically a half empty stadium, as all the United players just kind of look sheepishly at their feet when they're clapping their fans, and Louis van Gaal is doing his best to look dignified and stern, but it's just kind of odd celebrating a fourth place finish in such a manner.
Yeah, especially for Manchester United. I said those players.
Well, they got Champions League football. They didn't have that last season, so I suppose it's an improvement on last year. It just seems a little bit awkward.
Mm. All right, elsewhere today, Wilton United's under 16 suffered a 3-0 defeat in their National Cup final this afternoon. They took on Cherry Orchard up in Dublin. Disappointment there. The Donny Ford Cup final takes place in Turner's Cross tonight. Avondale United and Rockmount go head to head in that, with kickoff just underway, actually. Pardon me. In golf, James Morrison won the Spanish Open this afternoon in Barcelona, 4-shot victory on 10 under par. Across the Atlantic, Rory McIlroy tees off at 6:45 Irish time at the Wells Fargo Championship. The Northern Irishman broke his own record at Quill Hollow overnight to move 4 shots ahead of American Webb Simpson going into the final day of the tournament. And in athletics, Lee Vale's Alex Wright is competing for Ireland in the European Racewalking Cup 20k walk currently in Mercia this evening. And we've hit full time in Fermoy. and it is victory for Newtown Chandrum. They've beaten the county champions by 2 points. Newtown Chandrum 29 points, Sarsfields 27.
We'll have more on that game a little bit later on, but first we are going to talk about Ballyhea's a superb win over Blackrock today, 119 to 11 points. Ballyhea boss is Clem Smith, and he spoke to Mark Dynan at the final whistle.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Just kind of unknowing what to expect coming up here. Like, we don't win the league, but the championship's a different animal. But thank God we've fought tooth and nail from 1 to 15, and that got us over the line in the end.
You've come in as team manager this year. What kind of a side have you inherited?
Yeah, but look, I inherited a winning side. They were county champions, and to win the Intermediate Premier in Cork is no mean feat. And the guys that were there, Adrian is still involved, but Jimmy Quilty was involved last year, and they done brilliant work with them to get them to the level they're at now. Like, and a lot of it is stemming from last year as well. So winning's a habit, and thank God they kept it going to the senior championship anyway.
And the first half, I suppose the key moment of the first half was the goal by Eugene O'Leary after 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was, but we'd missed a couple of chances before that, you know, and we knew, I suppose, if we were to be critical of the team, is that we weren't converting enough for a chance that we were creating over in the league matches and challenge games. So we created probably four chances. We took one of them, and that kind of definitely settled us in the first half, and we drove on then after that.
And an 8-point lead at half time, what was the feeling like at half time?
Well, the feeling was that the second half is a totally different game. Just Blackrock, a serious club with tradition, and they were going to come back at us, and they did. And they had a couple of goal chances themselves that they missed. So if they'd taken them, it could have been a different story. But after about 7 or 8 minutes, I think we settled, got a couple of scores, and they probably were rushed into a few fouls in their forwards that kind of killed the game. And after that, we just kind of kept ticking away at the scoreboard, and as long as they weren't going to get a goal, we felt we were going to be strong enough to beat them anyway.
And the league form has been really good this year. You've seemed to carry it over that form now,
yeah,
to the championship.
It is, like, and they said, like, we didn't know what to expect coming into it. Our first match was in the Piercy down there, and we got a draw down there, against the Bears, and we drew in the Piercy after, like. But league is league, championship is championship, you know. It's all about, everybody remembers championship, nobody remembers league.
And the team really seems to be relishing their return to the senior grade.
Yeah, look, they might be a small club in North Cork, but they're a proud club in North Cork. They're 125 years in existence, like, and they were 15 years out of seniors, so it meant an awful lot to them. And, you know, and they're playing some players. It's great to see a team like that. It's a real hurling club, like, to be back up fighting against the likes of Blackrock in championship is great.
And to win the first round as well is so important, not to get dragged into the uncertainty.
Exactly, and that was the massive thing. Whatever they achieved last year, if we end up in a relegation fight or going down from senior back to the immediate, we'd have taken the glass off it. So at least we're safe now, but I think there's more in the team. I think we can drive on from here, but we'll take every step as it comes anyway.
And with that trick now of a back door and all that uncertainty gone now, do you think the team could push on even more now?
Well, it wasn't like from the day of the swimming with the lads first in January, our sole focus is Blackrock, and we knew coming into the game that we'd be underdogs, and we knew that they'd be red hot favourites coming into it, so we played on that, and it worked to our advantage in the end, you know.
That's Ballyhea boss Clem Smith there speaking to Mark Dynan. A superb win for them over Blackrock, and as Clem mentioned there, Lisa, just all the uncertainty of relegation, that battle that you don't want to get dragged into, it's a massive boost for them.
I genuinely for once would believe clubs when they say that they're only looking at round one when it comes to the Cork Championship, because it is so important to have the security, and it's just straight progression into round four, and it's a massive win over Blackrock, who under new management this year as well probably had high hopes going into today's match. But big win for Ballyhea.
Yeah, Blackrock now will go on to meet the losers of Douglas and St Finbarrs, who play next Saturday. Middleton meanwhile securing their progression to round four of the Senior Hurling Championship with a win over neighbours Killa by 6 points in Castlemarcher today. 20 points to 2-8 was how it finished. This is the reaction of Middleton boss Jerry Wallace.
We're delighted now, Lisa, to be hurling into August of 2015. We're delighted to have got two more league points, you know, in the Red FM Senior Hurling League game. They doubled up as a Championship League game, so we've two more points on the board. It keeps us up at the top end of the table there, ready to hurl, you know, late in November again this year. And I suppose, thirdly, you know, our senior hurling status for 2016 is now guaranteed, and we can now go back and prepare for a junior hurling championship here in the division. We're delighted, like.
Okay, looking at your performance, what pleased you most about it?
I suppose it was always going to be a difficult fixture. You know, a local derby takes on a life of its own. And the pleasing thing to me was we were level there with Killa after about 20 minutes, and we kept to our game plan, and we kept hurling away, and we went in at halftime 5 points up. We had a chat at halftime. There was never any panic in the dressing room. with a good level-headed chat. You know, fellas got their minds around what we wanted to do in the second half, playing into that wind. And, you know, we worked the ball very intelligently through the lines. And thanks be to God, we came out on top this evening. We're delighted, like, you know.
Yeah, and what sort of a side did you put out today, Gerry? Had you many championship newbies?
Well, we had Killian Hurley there playing right corner back. You know, Killian was in the club here for a long time. He's been looked at as a forward. We played him right corner back. He's given us unbelievable commitment, as have the rest of the players. They've been giving us unbelievable commitment to our programme. Killian did very, very well for us today there. You know, we had good performances out of Pat White. We had good performances out of our midfielders, Paul Hockley and Cormac Walsh. Our six backs in the second half, you know, playing, facing the gale force wind, you know, were very, very steady all day, all evening long. And up front, our marquee players, you know, they came into the game when they had to, and they disappeared out of the game when they had to, like, you know. So it was a good performance for first round.
Any aspects of it that you'll be too worried about, or are you happy enough to walk away from it and go, look, there might be things to improve on, but we got victory?
Well, there's plenty of things you can always improve on, Lisa. You know, there's a lot of items we can improve on. We will know over the next week or two, sit down, you know, collectively as a group. We'll sit down as a management team, myself, Liam Ryan and Ollie O'Keefe. And, like, we'll look at each of the individual players' contribution to today. We look at the team collectively and its contribution today. And, you know, we'll build on this performance. And, like, we'll help very much now in the preparation of the junior team for the Cork Hurling Championship. We have players, like, we didn't use any substitution today, Lisa. And that has given us an opportunity now to, you know, keep another 32 or 33 players available for the Junior Hurling Championship. So, like, we're building a big panel of players here in the club, and that's our objective. To win today was vital because it opens us up to August now. We're there in the Football Championship late August here in the division, and now we're there in the Senior Hurling Championship in Cork, and like, job is done today, and that's it.
That's Milton Bosch, Gerry Wallace there speaking after their win over at Killa today. 20 points to 2-8 was how that finished. Newtown Chandrum and Sarsfields, not long finish. We'll have reaction to come before the end of the show, but a big upset there with Newtown beating Sars.
Yeah, they won't be happy with that. They were beaten in the first round last year as well, but I know from speaking to their captain Owen Quigley in the lead into this match, you know, they wanted to start off on the right foot. He did admit, you know, that they don't seem to have form at this time of the year, but it'll be interesting to hear their thoughts on that. Went to extra time. They came from behind to force it to extra time, but Newtown pulling away there with a 2-point win. So yeah, certainly a shock, definitely, when the champions are beaten.
Now, there are two big games yesterday evening, two big results as well. Bride Rovers beating Bishopstown in a thriller at Porcurin. A Sean Ryan goal in the 61st minute put Bride Rovers ahead, but an equaliser at the death for Bishopstown meant extra time. It then ended 3-18 to 25 points. Bride Rovers boss Joe Delaney, he gave us his reaction after the game.
Delighted, thrilled, to be honest with you. We knew coming up it was going to be a tough affair. Bishopstown are a mighty team, mighty sporting team. We just did our best, and thanks be to God at the end it just came good for us. So we are absolutely thrilled. One team that everybody knows about Rovers is they never give up, and it just showed at the end that they just don't know what the meaning of it is. And they're an amazing bunch, even from the start of the year, all throughout the year. They're just amazing to work with. They've always trained well, worked hard, and then thanks be to God tonight they got the fruits of their labour. So we are thrilled. It's a huge monkey off our backs. It just means, I suppose, first round is always a fear that it could be a second round into a third round, and unfortunately over years we've experienced it. Yeah. Not through lack of effort or lack of management, and I compliment all the management that has gone by between last year with Barry and Pat Barry and Liam Barry and many, many more before that, and we're just trying to continue on a tradition, and just we got the rub of the green tonight at the right time, and the goals and the scores came at the right time. But no, we're thrilled, and commiserations to Bishopstown. Fine sporting team, very easy to work with and things like that, and we compliment everybody on a fine sporting game.
As a new management, like, it's huge relief, is it, after round one?
It is. We've expectations. Do you know, like, I mean, I won't tell you a lie, we are delighted to get through round one, but it isn't our aim for the year. Mm. Our aim for the year is to progress as far as we can. Now we can enjoy it. There was that nervousness, but again, the lads have showed experience counts for everything, and you know, our goal at the end, Sean Ryan, he's hurling 20 years with the club, and just there again, just that never say die attitude. But it's all a panel effort. Unfortunately, we're able to start with 26 with no regulations, but we have 35 down training the whole time, and lads that want to be there as well, and we're just delighted the way things have gone.
In terms of the underage coming through, how many championship debutants had you tonight?
Well, our goalie, because our former goalie is heading off on duty for 6 months, and he's been a tremendous support to us over the 6 months and a great help, and he's a championship debutant tonight. We bought in a lad cornerback there, just 18 today actually, Ryan Prendergast, and again no qualms whatsoever in his step and things like that. But no, majority of these lads, they have experience between playing senior, and then we had a minor victory a few years ago when we won out the league and championship, and no, they're just a solid bunch of boys that just want to hurl.
And the management of the layoff now, where the sounds things, you have a massive panel that you'll enjoy this period.
We will. And we're lucky, and again, we'll be hopefully that the next time that'll be 26 fellas pushing as hard as they were for today, because it was hard narrowing 35 down to 25, and then narrowing our 26, and then narrowing 26 down to 15. But they are a tremendous bunch. They took, when I had to contact them and say that they didn't make the 26, they were very gracious and accepting, and the same with the 15 as well. But you could saw it tonight, every man that came on wanted it, and ultimately in the end I think that was the difference. We just wanted it so much that we just weren't leaving here without a victory.
That's Pride Rovers boss Joe Delaney there giving us his reaction after last night's win over Bishopstown after extra time, 3-18 to 25 points. Now the opening game of the campaign, Sandy Piercy, Cameron Yall in Cloyne, 5-13 to 12 points in favour of the Piercy, 14-point win. Their boss is Leonard Ford, and he's given us his thoughts.
Yeah, it was a great win for us. Delighted on the night, really. Delighted for the players. We just performed very well, and everything went right. It was one of those nights. So, delighted to be in the next round.
And a 5-13 to 12-point win. Talk us through it, and putting five goals past y'all.
Yeah, we started a little bit slowly, which was the only the only thing we were worried about. But once Ian McDonald got the first goal there, I think the team settled down, and we took our points and all our scores after that, and 7 points up at half time. We were fairly happy with that, and when we turned around in the second half, we got a goal there straight away just after half time. So basically, we had a great lead and we were comfortable for most of the second half.
Now, a round one victory is always quite significant in the Cork Championship, but on the back of the loss of Christopher Joyce and Darren Mannix through injury and the retirement of Sean Ogg as well, I imagine this is excellent.
Yeah, I think the loss of Sean Ogg and through retirement, and Christopher Joyce and Darren Mannix with cruciate knee ligament injuries, big blow to us. But we have a very strong panel, and we were very lucky that way. So anybody that stood in there last night, they all performed well, like from 1 to 15, I think. We were delighted. It's just one of those nights where everything goes well.
And on the back of last year, going through the back door, how important is this first round victory for you this year?
Oh yeah, it's excellent for the club. Last year I think they had a tough game against Killa, to avoid the relegation battle, and we're just basically delighted to be in the next round. I mean, it's all about winning the first round. I think we'll have a nice break now after this, so hopefully looking forward to the second round.
And had you Annie or Manny championship debutants last night, Leonard, in the Napiershik team?
No, we didn't actually have any debutant, but we had Dane Lee, who was a Cork panellist. He's fairly young, alright, but he played against ours last year. And Eddie Gunning came in alright for John Gardner, who took a bit of a knock, a heavy knock there in the second half. And they'd probably just be the younger fellas that came in, but otherwise we'd no debutant, no.
And John Gardner's injury, it's not too serious, just a knock, is it?
Just a knock, he got a bad blow in the foot, so he just had to come off, but we're just waiting there to hear how he is now. But, hopefully he'll be okay to continue, and he's a bit of time to recover anyway,
Exactly, the benefit of a first round, another benefit and positive from a first round victory. Well done, Leonard, congratulations, and thanks for giving us your reaction this evening.
Cheers, Lisa. Thanks,
Lord. That's the Piercy boss, Leonard Ford, there speaking after their win over Yall, 5-13 to 12 points. Three more round one games next Saturday. Douglas and the Bars is at Park Urin at 6, followed by Glen Rovers and Ballymartle, and then at 7:30, Carrigtwohill take on Éireann's Own in Lisgoold. Just moving to today's football action, just one game in round two of the senior championship. Carbery Rangers edging past Clyde Rovers, 1-7 to 8 points. Lisa has spoken to Eamon Murphy from the Evening Echo about a narrow margin of victory for us, Carbery.
Yeah, I suppose, Clyde Rovers are a very, very dogged team, and they gave Castlehaven plenty of it for about 45 minutes last week, but no doubt Ross Carbery were huge favourites, even with a couple of injuries, having had such a fantastic season last year. But, it was kind of a windy day out in Coachford, and it was kind of it wasn't a day really for flowing football, and that was exactly how it turned out. And to be honest, was it not for Decky Hayes' goal midway through the second half, it could have been a Clyde upset, really. Very, very tight match.
And what was it? Was it the way? No disrespect to Clyde Rovers, but I think because of the manner of Carbery Rangers' first round defeat, everyone expected a response today. So, what was it about this match that was so tight?
Yeah, I suppose first and foremost, you know, two of Ross Carberry's best players are out injured at the moment. Kevin McMahon has a hand injury. He broke his arm in the league match. So he'll be another, I think it's up to another 2.5 months really before he'll be back fit. And then John O'Rourke obviously went off injured for Cork against Dublin in the league final. And they're huge losses because, you know, their pace and their scoring threat, particularly John O'Rourke. So the two of them were missed badly. And I'd say maybe it's a bit of a hangover from last year's county final as well for Carberry Rangers. I mean, they won the league, they won the Ty Crowley Cup, and they could easily have won that county final against Ballincollig. You know, it's a totally 50-50 match that they just narrowly lost. So I suppose it was always going to be hard maybe for them to get back into it this year. And they didn't play a fantastic flowing football today at all, but they were probably the slightly better team. Now, having said that, Decky Hayes' goal came from a short kick out that Clyde maybe a slight bit of a mess of, but they were adamant that it should have been a free out, that there was a foul on the defender, which James Birmingham didn't give, and they were still giving out about that afterwards, you know, and they might have had a point. So that, like, the key score came off kind of a slightly controversial moment, but that was a big moment because that, like, straight after half time Clyde went 6-3 up, and then they scored 1-2 in the space of 2 minutes to go 1-5-6 up, and that basically was where the game was won. So it all hinged on a 2 minute spell. It was that tight.
Who impressed for Clyde Rovers today, Eamon?
It was the veterans again, I suppose, the former Cork players. Ray Carey had an outstanding match at fullback. He was marking Seamus Hayes. Now, Seamus still got a couple of points in play, as he always does, because he's, you know, a superb forward. And Paddy Kazan was out in the half-forward line. He was marking John Hayes, and he kept a tight rein on John. John got one point from play and set up another two scores and set up that goal for Decky Hayes. But, you know, he did keep a tight rein on him, and both of them were superb at turning over the ball and carrying it out of the back line, and that's a big part of Clyde's game because they have a version of the blanket defence or the counter attack, whatever you want to call it. And I think that's probably Clyde's problem, because, like, they scored 8 points today, they scored 9 points against Castlehaven last week, and the majority of those scores both days were from free. Like, they only scored 5 points in play across the two matches, and that's just not enough, and then that's what's catching them really. But they don't have a kind of a marquee inside forward. Keane O'Sullivan was their main threat from play, and James Murphy and Conor Flanagan are good players and very good free takers, but they're probably lacking, you know, just a John Hayes type player or a Seamus Hayes type player, and that's maybe holding them back. But look, they still have one more chance because they're going into the draw for the third round, and whoever loses the other three backdoor matches, none of them will want to face Clyde, that's for sure.
Alright, last word on Carberry Rangers going forward, Eamon. I mean, the loss to Valley Rovers, narrow victory today. You've mentioned the players that they're missing through injury. How are they looking going forward?
Yeah, I look, you know, at full time today, there was a huge sense of relief, I think, from Ross Carberry. Like, they know they didn't play particularly well, and I don't think they're especially bothered at this time of year. You know, most seasons the last couple of years they've had big wins in the first round, and they know it's a season in two phases, so they'll regroup now, get their injured players back, and they have Robbie Kiley, a Tip player who's playing with them this year, Tip wing back. He would have been a member of their 21 team 5 years ago that won in Tralee against Kerry and won a Munster title, the first Tip under 21 title. So he's a good player, a good addition. His mother's from Cork McSherry down in West Cork, so he's joined up with him this year, and his parents live down there. So I think he's a good addition, and he looked good in patches today. And, you know, they still have a couple of very good players, you know, Brian Shanahan and James Fitzpatrick, as well as the Hayeses and Dickie Hayes, who's no relation to James and John, who was excellent as well today and got 1-1. So they have a lot of good players. So, like, they'll still be a huge threat. They'll be one of the teams to avoid, I think, in the fourth round. Now, the fourth round is seeded, so you'll have, you know, your main four teams from last year, which would be Bishopstown, Ballincollig, Nemo and Carberry Rangers, can't meet each other. So I suppose the big one really would be whether one of those teams would draw Castlehaven, who aren't seeded this year. I think that'd be pretty tasty. So a rematch of Carberry Rangers Castlehaven, which was last year's fourth round, would be nice. I think it would be pretty entertaining, and that'd be at the height of summer, so, you know, it'd be a different story. I think they'll train away for the next few months. They don't have hurling, and they'll be still one of the teams to beat, I think.
Indeed. Eamon, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on that.
No bother at all.
That's Eamon Murphy there of the Evening Echo speaking about Carberry Rangers' win today in round two of the Senior Football Championship, beating Clyde Rovers 1-7-8 points. Still to come on the show, we're going to talk to Cork Ladies Football captain Ciara Sullivan, and a ton of football on the show as we talk to Cork City UCC and to Cork Ramblers.
The Big Red Bench.
Getting you closer to rugby with Irish Independent Park. Epic stories start here.
Red FM.
Now, Rory and Lisa here with you until 7 o'clock on the Big Red Bench tonight. We are going to talk ladies football now, and the Cork ladies achieving a remarkable 9th league title in 11 years with victory over Galway in their replay last night. What a record that is. The Rebels were 2 points up at half time, and a long range point from dual star Rena Buckley sealed the 1 point victory at 14-1. Cork captain Ciara O'Sullivan popped into studio a little earlier, and Lisa began by congratulating her on the win.
Thanks very much.
That's been two battles now against Galway, haven't they?
Yeah, two. Well, three if you count the round robin game as well. Yeah. I think we beat them by a point in that. We drew with them last weekend and beat them by a point yesterday. So three great battles with them and three very, very tough matches. And I think lucky to come out on the right side on two occasions.
Yeah, because you were level four times, I think, in the second half yesterday evening again, and just got the winner at the end. But like, it was, you know, it was a battle throughout.
Yeah, definitely. I think we were up two at half time, I think, and let that slip again, like we did last week as well. We were up a goal last week and let that slip, so maybe not to the same extent yesterday. We didn't go behind by too much, but yeah, we were level a good few times, and I think it could have gone either way at the end. Rena got the last winning point, and it was a great point, but I think it would have been no surprise if Galway had got one either.
And I think for the neutral anyway, it was great to see that it was another brilliant game last night. And Eamon said it, he didn't expect there to be much in it when I spoke to him on Friday. But I mean, like, what was different from your perspective, I think, yesterday?
Well, yeah, I suppose it was another great game, and often the replay isn't as good as the drawn game, but I think in yesterday's occasion it was. And I think we were really just conscious of not at half time not letting the lead slip like we had the week before. Like, we were up 3 points at half time the week before, and within 10 minutes of the second half I think we were down 4, so that's a 7 point turnaround. So we were really, really conscious to not let that happen. And obviously you're never going to be at your 100% for 60 minutes of a match, but I think that was one area we tried to work on from last week, and thankfully we did improve on that a bit.
And you got a better hold of their forwards, because they were very, very threatening last week.
Yeah, definitely. I think we had a few positional switches that worked in our favour. I think Geraldine O'Flynn did a great job marking Tracy and Leonard, and I think aim and switches and that, I think, worked well, and I thought our backs coped very well with their pressure. They're six very good forwards, and their subs that came on as well, so I thought our backs did excellently yesterday.
And what about the loss of their player towards the end of the match, their captain Geraldine Keneally, yellow card, so she was sent to the sin bin. How big of a factor was that?
Yeah, I suppose obviously in a tight game like that, losing to someone to a sin bin is going to be a big factor, and I think especially a midfield player like that who's having a big impact on the game, so that definitely did stand to us. But I think it was a battle either way, and I think little things like that are going to turn a game that's that tight, and I think that did happen yesterday.
Little things as well, Rena and Breege being available yesterday because of the Camogie clash and everything. We talk about little things. Breege saved a ball off the line. Rena pops up for the winner. You know, their availability yesterday, just how huge was it in hindsight?
Oh, it was massive, and we knew it would be, you know, not even in hindsight, we knew it would be beforehand. They're two unbelievable players, and I think yesterday showed that again, because that ball, the Breege stopped off the line, she had been down by me about 5 minutes before, and I stayed down in that 45, and she was up clearing a ball at the end. So like, the work rate the two of them put in all the time, and yesterday was no different, is unbelievable. So we were very grateful to have them, and I think it worked out well in that the Camogie won by a point too, so it was lucky all round.
Could have been a very different day if the girls tried to play both matches and ended up losing both.
Yeah, I don't think at that level that it's possible to play both matches. I think you have to, like, obviously it's possible to do both, but not when they're on the same day, and I think the girls were put in the unfortunate position of having to choose one. And I think, to be fair, Paddy Murray and Eamon Ryan worked it out well together, and that Maeve Callan went with the Camogie and the two girls came with us, so I think it worked out well. But as I said, it could have been very different.
So come here, from a personal point of view, Ciara, it was your first chance to raise a piece of silverware for the Cork ladies. That must have been brilliant.
Yeah, it wasn't something I thought about before the match, but when the final whistle did go, I got a bit of panic thinking, oh god, I actually do have to say something now, because you know, when a game that tight, you're not thinking about that at all during the match. So but it was a great honour, and I think, you know, the girls made it that bit easier, and you know, they tell you what to say and stuff, but it was a great honour, and one that I didn't think, you know, that I'd have maybe a few years ago, so I was delighted with it.
Mm. And I saw a lovely picture, I think it was Jerome Quinn that tweeted it, you and all your sisters, obviously they're on the panel, and your family. It's lovely.
Yeah, it was a good day, I suppose. The Roisin and Duran playing yesterday, and Maeve was a sub, so no, it was a good day for the family, and I think it was probably easier for us playing the match than Mum and Dad watching it, because at least when you're playing you could do something about it. So I doubt they enjoyed the last 10 minutes, but yeah, worked out well, thankfully.
Yeah, I remember Roisin saying something to that effect when she was in after the Mourne Abbey success, that you know, your dad is gas in that situation.
Yeah, he's a pity now, and he'll be no better today for the Clyde game because he's involved with them too. So no, it's good to have them so involved, to be fair, and they never miss a match, and it does make a difference to have their support as well.
Yeah, of course, great stuff. Now looking towards the championship, what date, or do you have a date for Munster, or what's the crack there?
Well, it's actually a straight Munster final this year, Clare and in the senior, so it's us and Kerry in a straight Munster final, and I think that's on the 11th of July, so we've a few hard weeks training ahead of us now, but I think it's something to look forward to. We've had great battles with Kerry so far this year and last year and over the last number of years, so I'm sure that'll be no different again in the Munster final.
Another league victory for you yesterday, obviously, Ciara, your record in the league is so impressive, but yesterday's victory over Galway, I mean, in the context of the whole year, you've just mentioned you've a Munster final now against Kerry, a side that'll have a serious grudge to bear in that match. I imagine developed a very new rivalry against Galway now as well. Like, you really are the team to beat.
I suppose up until this year, maybe I wouldn't have played Galway that often at all. Maybe we played them in a few challenge games down through the years, but not competitive. But I think this year alone, already three matches, two that we won by a point and one draw, I think that's going to set up a bit of a rivalry anyway. But I think it was important for us to get the win yesterday. I mean, we treat the league in so far as we want to get as far as we can and get competitive matches, but then when you get to a final, obviously you want to win it, and I think it was important for us to win it and show that we're still there or thereabouts, and hopefully drive on again and take that into championship.
The spirit and composure you showed, though, Ciara, is really phenomenal. You're never beaten.
It might look like we're composed, but with 2 minutes to go and you're trying to play key possession, it's a bit of panic, all right, and you're just hoping you're not the one to mess up. But I think it has stood to us down through the years. We've been in that position a few times where we've been up a point or two when we're just trying to run down the clock, and I think experience does stand to you in that. And even the new girls who've come on, I suppose Aisling Hutchins is relatively new to the panel and definitely new to that position as centre forward, and her scoring 3 points yesterday was brilliant and really stepped up, and I think she feeds into that well as well, and she was buying into the holding possession. And I think it's something that, you know, you learn from having been there a few years, and it definitely something that we do work on.
An unbelievable quality. Look, Ciara, well done yesterday. It was absolutely brilliant. And I suppose good luck with your championship preparations at this stage. Thanks
for coming.
Thanks
very much. Thank you.
That's Cork captain Ciara Sullivan speaking after winning their ninth league title in 11 years yesterday, a win over your beloved Galway last night. But that's an incredible, incredible statistic.
Yeah, I'd be bitter if they weren't so impressive in the manner in which they you know, play out these games. They're phenomenal talent, and hugely deserving of that win yesterday. Very hard defeat for Galway to take, but I can guarantee you that's a new rivalry now for the year ahead that Cork won't like to meet later on in the championship.
I will go back to the senior hurling championship. Newtown Shandrum defeating Sarsfield's Cork earlier on today, 29-27 after extra time, an epic battle between the two sides. Going to hear from Newtown Shandrum's Ed Daly speaking to Mark Dynan.
We came through. It was really touch and go from both sides. I mean, geez, the Stars were very, very strong. They just couldn't go away, and likewise we didn't go away from them. So I think it was just going to be nip and tuck. Another couple of minutes, who knows what way it could have gone.
And you started really well. The first half you led by 6 points at half time.
We did. It was a very positive start, 6 points up. But I think the thing about the group is we knew that there was going to be a purple patch too for Stars, that they were going to come back into it, they were going to tack away the points. But I think the key thing about it is that our boys just stayed that little bit calmer and just didn't panic.
And when Sarah's levels rise at the death to take it extra time, what was it like in the sideline having to pick the lads up again for extra time?
The lads picked themselves up, being honest with you. We'd very little to say to them. They're very much a kind of a self-directed group. We just kind of give them the tools and they go in and implement them, you know. And there was no real picking up, being honest with you. They just stayed to the task in hand, and they stayed very calm, they stayed relaxed, and they still knew that, listen, we've another half an hour here to do another job.
and the lads really seemed hungry today.
They were. They've been that way for a good few weeks. They just couldn't wait for this game. They applied themselves really well. They just stuck with the task. They stayed calm. They just did all the right things at all the right times. And like every game, those fellas were going to be putting their hands up and other fellas would flag. But I think the positive thing about this group is that they're all there to support one another. You know, they're there to play as a group. There's no individual sticking out. They just all seem to be, you know, if one fella's flagging, another fella will take up the slack, you know. So it's just a real positive indictment to the group.
And the league has been going pretty well. So what was the feeling like coming into this game?
Well, fairness, we've been going pretty well in the Red FM League. I think people say, listen, league doesn't matter much, but in fairness, we've used the league to our advantage in terms of using the younger players. There was one stage during the league and we had six minors on the field, which was fantastic from our point of view. We were able to give them experience, we were able to give some of the fellows who might have been carrying a couple of minor knocks a bit of a chance to come back and get some game time. And from our point of view, the league has been a real positive asset.
And it's a very young team as well. Of course, you have a Cork minor there starting today in Tuam Mahony.
We do, yeah. Look, it's a young team. I don't like using the word transition. It's, you know, maybe a team is always in transition. Being honest with you, there's always players coming in, there's players coming out. So it is a young team. There's certain fellas in there that are, a bit more mature than the younger fellas on the sideline. But I think you need that in a team. You can't have a team of younger fellas and a team of older fellas. You need to have that blend just to make it a positive experience for everyone.
And for confidence, beating the defending champions on Sarres in the first round, what will that do going forward?
I think it's a huge thing, but again, we're going to stay grounded because, again, we saw last year Sarres lost the first round and still ended up being county champions, and they've been in the last, I think, seven of the last eight county finals. So crazy pedigree out of Sarres. We're not going to get too carried away. We're just going to see it as a win. It was our short-term goal to try and come out and be positive today, and in fairness, they were very positive. So, listen, I think all the credit goes to the lads. It'll give them a bit of a confidence boost. It'll give the group a confidence boost, and I think that's all it'll be.
And avoiding the back door as well. So much uncertainty in that.
It is. We had an eye on that. We'd looked at every kind of eventuality. We saw who was on the other side of it. Daunting prospect, being honest with you, because, you know, sometimes it can be seen as good. You get extra games. Sometimes, you know, a team can flag because you have them up to a certain point for the first round of the championship. But in fairness to them, we're in a happier place now this evening.
Yeah, they certainly are. That's Ed Daly of Newtown Shandrum there speaking after their win over Sarsfields today. Sarsfields, of course, the reigning county champions. But as Ed mentioned there, they lost the first round last year, so they won't be panicking too much. But we're going to hear from their boss, Pat Ryan, now.
Yeah, look, it's very disappointing anytime you lose in the first round, you know. But look, we knew coming up here that Newtown would be very good, you know, and we knew that they'd be well up for it, you know. They have a lot of good players. We're disappointed with Orfield is that we didn't take a few more chances that we should have taken, or just played a bit better, really, you know. I think the effort was there and the commitment was there, you know. I suppose, look, you don't take it to extra time like we did without having the effort and commitment, you know. But just a bit disappointed that we weren't sharper and just a bit better again taking our scores, you know.
And you're 6 points down at half time. You edge your way back into it in the second half.
Yeah, look, we gave away a lot of easy scores and gave away too many easy frees, you know. So, but look, in fairness, they worked very hard and they outplayed us in the day. And look, whoever has the most scores on the board in, they always deserves to win. So we congratulate Newtown, and look, hopefully we left the liquor wounds now. We've Bishop Town in the second round, and we'll have to take it from there.
And Pat, of course, you lost your first round game last year and bounced back to win the county.
Yeah, look, it's not the ideal thing. Look, we're disappointed going away today now, and look, we'll have to look at that now and take that game as it comes the next day, and drive on from there again, you know.
And Bishop Town now, of course, you met them in the 2012 county final. What kind of a task are you expecting there?
Sure, that'll be a huge task, you know. Look, Bishop Town are a very talented team, you know. They've a lot of very good hurlers, you know. Sometimes the football can get in their way a bit, like, but obviously, like, they'll have 3 weeks now to prepare. They won the football, so they'll be able to prepare for that, just like ourselves. So look, we'll see how that goes when it comes.
Were you a bit later going back this year?
Yeah, we were a bit later, like, but you know, I'll be honest with you, I think we were right, you know. I think we were fit. We were very fit in the day. I think we were coming all the time. I suppose, look, I don't think that's what caught us, you know. I just think that maybe a small bit sharpness, a small bit acuteness, you know. Look, as the year goes on, you'll be hoping to be a bit better in that aspect, you know. But just weren't good enough today, and we'll have to congratulate Newtown on their victory, and we'll lick our wounds tonight and come back and get it back going again after that.
Thanks, Pat.
That's Pat Ryan there of Sarsfield speaking after their defeat to Newtown Shandon today in the Senior Hurling Championship. All of today's Gaelic games that's been on the show will be on our website just shortly after 7. You can go to redfm.ie/sport if you missed any of it, and there were certainly plenty. Right, going to turn our attentions now to football. Cork City making it 3 wins in 8 days last night with a 1-0 win over Limerick. Carl Shepherd continuing his rich vein of form in City colours with the game's only goal. Gavin Houlihan has impressed in the middle of the park for the Rebel Army after being given his chance by boss John Caulfield in those last 3 games, and I spoke to him earlier on about a big week ahead for the club and first about last night's game.
I think we knew before the game it was going to be a battle before the game, obviously given like the conditions, and you know the pitch wasn't the greatest. It didn't allow us to play the way we can be, but we knew it was going to be a tough game, and Limerick have already taken points off Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk down there, so to come away with the win, I think it was a big result for us, definitely. Yeah,
it was your third game in 8 days as well, Gav. Were you kind of tired heading up there?
It's obviously a lot of games in a few days, but I think we might have tired maybe towards the end, but everyone felt like, you know, raring and fit to go up before the game. It's probably a good thing now that, you know, we can maybe change it up a bit now for the cup game on Tuesday. Give a few people a rest, because obviously it does catch up on you a bit. But I thought we played well and we looked strong, especially towards the end. We could have maybe won by 2 or 3 maybe in the end. But we were glad to get away with the 1-0 win.
Carl Shepherd on the score sheet again last night. He's really in a rich vein of form, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, he's flying at the moment, Shepherd, and that's exactly what he's about. He's been popping up with a lot of goals for us and a lot of important goals for us, and yesterday was the exact same. We were trying to feel our way into the game, and Limerick were put a bit of pressure on, but then we got the goal then and we took control of the game, so it was an important goal for him, and you know, I'm sure he'll carry on that rich man of fame.
It's 3 wins in the bounce now for you. It's also 3 wins in the bounce since you've come into the team. That's hardly a coincidence, is it?
I don't know. Like, obviously, I think we're playing all right. Obviously, the last 3 games we've managed to get the 3 wins. We had a disappointing result away to Bowes, and obviously, you know, since I've come in, I think we've had, not only we got the 3 points, we've had 3 really good performances. But that's just everyone collectively working hard, and you know, we kind of wanted to make a statement after the Bowes game that, you know, that we weren't going to like hang our heads obviously after the disappointing result, and that we're going to bounce back, and I think we've done that now with the 3 wins on the bounce, so that was important.
It took you a while for you to break into the team, so how happy have you been with your performances since you've been in the starting 11?
I think I've done well. Obviously, you know, it's difficult when you haven't been playing much to kind of, you know, you have to pick up your sharpness and your fitness and stuff like that. But I think the more and more I'm playing now, the more I'm getting into the run of things and getting a bit of momentum. So obviously, hopefully, if I can continue this, continue consistently playing, then you know, I can improve and keep getting better and better.
And of course, it's vital to keep pace with Dundalk as well, and just to prove to them that the league isn't over, despite what many people are saying.
No, definitely, yeah. You know, there is obviously a few people are saying that they see Dundalk running away with it, but you know, I think as a team, we're just kind of concentrating on ourselves. We speak about it day in and day out that we just need to focus on ourselves and, you know, carry on picking up the points and you know, tough games like the one last night in Limerick, just keep picking up the 3 points and take care of our own business and don't be worrying about Dundalk or whatever they do. We just have to kind of stay with them and see where we end up.
As you said, it's a busy week again for you. Match on Tuesday night. Has John spoken to you and said who'll be playing and who'll be rested at this stage, or will he say that tomorrow at training?
Yeah, we haven't really had a chat with. Obviously, we'll have a day off today now. Everyone's just resting up today. But we'll be in training tomorrow, and we'll obviously find out more about who's playing and stuff. So might be an opportunity maybe to play a few of the other lads who haven't been getting much of a look in. So we'll see tomorrow. We'll have a chat about it then.
Yeah, continuing in the cup is always a boost, and cup runs are always kind of lift the club, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's important. Obviously, you know, the league's obviously the bread and butter, but it is important to get a few cup runs in, because obviously it keeps the momentum going, and you know, it's obviously it's a chance of getting to cup finals and winning some silver as well. So, you know, it's an important game on Tuesday, and I'm sure we'll be up for it and we'll be raring to go.
And then there's that big league game with Shamrock Rovers on Friday, which should be a cracking occasion at Turner's Cross.
Yeah, it will be, yeah. Especially, you know, the way it's been at home this season. You know, we've been getting full houses, which is brilliant. The fans have been excellent for us, like, and you know, it's been made a bit of a fortress, and the place has been rocking. So hopefully come Friday night it'll be the same again, and you know, it's going to be a tough game. They're going to be coming down here, you know, fancying themselves to maybe nick the win, but we're going to be up for it, and it's a big game and a big 3 points at stake.
Excellent, Gavin. Well, pleasure talking to you, and best luck for the weekend.
Cheers, Rory. Thanks.
That's Cork City midfielder Gavin Houlihan speaking about last night's win over Limerick. In the First Division last night, Cove Ramblers suffering a disappointing 3-2 defeat to leaders Finn Harps at St. Comans Park. The visitors netting a 90th minute winner through Raymond Foy after goals from Rob Waters and Dan Murphy had put the Rams 2-1 up. Mark O'Driscoll got the reaction of Cove boss Stephen Henderson after the game, who admits he was gutted after leading the match for such a long spell.
Yep, but we were behind for a long spell as well, and it showed a lot of character for the players to come back from that. We scored two fantastic goals, we believe, and we were unfortunate where the referee gave a throw in when it was clearly ours, and well, we got punished for that. We switched off a little bit. We were expecting to go up the pitch instead of back to pitch, and that gave them a little bit of hope, and they came at us, you know. And but overall, I think that's possibly one of the best performances I've seen from Ramblers in a long time.
Especially against a big, strong side like Finn Harps.
They're huge, and we're young, and you have to compete against big, strong men, because they're men. There's no kids in that team. They're all big, strong men. I think 9 of them are over 6'2", so we had to deal with that. They launch a lot of balls down on top of you. We dealt with that. We had to win second balls. Eventually, we dealt with that. But that will take its toll on young players, Mark, and that's what happened. But I still couldn't see them beating us, and it took them to get a little bit of luck from the officials to you know, get their second goal and get them a lift after that.
Do you think too much of the game was played in the air tonight, Steve?
From them, maybe, but not us. We were the ones who tried to play. We got the ball down, possibly too much at times to our detriment. Even our goal, it came from quick thinking, good passage of play, great cross, great finish, and we've done that a few times in the game. So the ball was in the air a lot from Harps, certainly from the Ramblers players.
And you did have a huge injury blow in the first half with your goalkeeper David Brown going off injured.
Yeah, Dave, we just got confirmation there. Dave's ankle is fractured, so we wish Dave a speedy recovery. He's a lovely lad, and it was disappointing, but young Steve Hickey come in and he can't be fouled for any of the goals.
Do you reckon that you've had a bit of a blip in your second era in St. Comans Park?
No blip.
A loss last week to Wexford.
Well, a loss tonight. Well, they're second, and Finn Harps are first. And what we're trying to achieve here is to get us playing a certain way of football, with and without the ball. Tonight and last week in the second half against Wexford, we showed huge improvements. We didn't score the goals that our play deserved. Again tonight, we could have had more goals. We played really well. The results, are they blips? Yeah. Performances, no. We're getting better and better and stronger, and they needed a little bit of help tonight to get that result.
So lots of positives you can take from it.
There's loads of positives, do you know what I mean? And when you lose a game, you have to understand why did we lose it, and we look at that and we'll figure out why did we lose it. And we'll move on to Cabin Teely next week, where we're going on to it's a horrendous pitch, so I can be guaranteed the ball will be in the air an awful lot up there, because there'll be no football played on that pitch. But we showed tonight against a huge, physically strong team that we're well able to compete, and we'll do that against Cabin Teely next week.
And good to see more and more fans coming through the turnstile.
I think I said it today, you know, they give you that edge, you know, when we were under pressure, especially after the second goal. You know, they got right behind us, and in fairness, they got right behind us for the whole match, and they are that 12th man, Mark, and we need them. You know, we need that extra bit of encouragement. You know, there was a time we could have folded against Finn Harps there and probably lost 5-6. Tonight we brought them to the wire. They robbed one in the last few minutes. Good luck to them. I wish them well. They'll be in the Premier Division next year, but if this Cove team keeps progressing the way it is, it won't be long before we're up in the Premier League.
So what you do this week now, Steve, how will you lift the spirits?
There's no need to lift the spirits, Mark. Like, people are getting carried away with results and thinking it's this and that. We didn't run away with ourselves when we didn't lose the first five or six games. We understood it was a process. And we're not going to lose the run of ourselves now because we've lost two games against the top two teams in the division and get the top two teams a real game. So the spirits, there's no need to lift spirits.
So it's more what you take from each game rather than the result?
Yeah, because you have to understand where we come from, Mark. Do you know what I mean? It was, the heads were down, we were bottom of the table, and there was all sorts of nonsense going on. So, we're back, we're training. I think Thursday night was one of the best training sessions I've seen in a long time, So we'll take that into our training sessions, Tuesday, Thursday, get ourselves ready for Friday. Well, and give Cavan Teely a game. Improve on the things that we're improving on week, and fix the things that we're not improving on. But there's no need to get anybody's heads up. These boys are fantastic. They're genuinely 100% delighted to play for Cove Ramblers, and they understand there's a process. So, okay, we've lost two there now. Well, we'll go to Cavan Teely and we'll look to win our first game now for a long time away.
Yeah, that's Cove Ramblers boss Stephen Henderson there speaking to Mark O'Driscoll. Disappointment for them last night, losing to Leaders Finn Harps, but as Stephen mentioned, it just shows that the club is progressing and doing well under his stewardship. Now, tomorrow night's a massive night for UCC. They take on the reigning Airtricity League champions Dundalk in their EA Sports Cup quarterfinal clash. That's in the Marlach tomorrow night with an 8 o'clock start. I spoke to UCC boss Noel Healy and started by asking him how the build-up has been for him and his squad.
It's been a bit mixed because this time of the year we're at exam time as well, so there's been a lot of to and fro from the students with regards to trying to fit in training sessions. We haven't had a full squad training session yet this month, so the preparations have been kind of a little bit all over the place for the last couple of weeks, but we'll put it together in the night. We have a good bunch of lads this year.
Yeah, so how's that going to affect you heading into the game tomorrow night, you think?
We've come up against two League of Ireland teams already in this, and we know a way to play, and to a certain extent the occasion will drive on another 15-20%, but we've experienced the Collingwood recently last February, and this really is like a cup final to us. It's going to be a once off occasion, may never happen again.
So do you have a full strength squad from which to choose from tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're missing our goalkeeper pulled muscle in his shoulder about 2 months ago, so he's out for the remainder of the season, and besides that, then we have a full squad to pick from.
Now you're playing Dundalk, the reigning League of Ireland champions. I suppose you've seen quite a lot of them over the last couple of months.
Yeah, we've had a good look at them. I mean, they have an incredible record. I mean, Stephen Kenny, since he's went to Dundalk, and you look back in his career in Shamrock Rovers and Derry, he's always done an exceptional job wherever he's gone. But they have, they're just a fabulous team to look at, and they've kind of taken the League of Ireland by storm over the last couple of years. They've a little record going at the moment. They're unbeaten in the last 23 games in all competitions. So, records are there to be broken.
Yeah, it'd be nice to take that away from them tomorrow night, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. I mean, look, the two clubs have never met in any competition before, so we're at home. It's kind of one of these draws that you thought you'd never get, but the draw came out, and once our name came out first, we really didn't care who we were going to get.
Have you been on to our Cork City boss John Caulfield for any advice on how to play them or anything?
I have, but I reminded John fast enough that they haven't beaten him in the last two seasons, so I kind of took a little bit of advice, but I've spoken to John about a couple of individual players and the kind of format that they play in, as usual. I wouldn't expect anything else out of John, but he's been extremely helpful.
And getting a big crowd down the Marlach tomorrow would be a fantastic help to your side as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and look, I'm looking at old photographs of the Marlach over the last couple of weeks, and soccer was a big part of football in Cork, or the Marlach was a big part of soccer in Cork, and hopefully tomorrow night we will get maybe we might get some students to come out, past and present, and then we might get some football people that just want to come out for the occasion and support a Cork team.
So what has to go right for you to win tomorrow night, Noel?
A lot of things have to go right. I mean, we first of all have to weather a storm within the first 15-20 minutes, because they have an intensity period where they start really, really well. And you know, we just have to set ourselves up really, really well. And you know, we can't afford to have one or two players off form tomorrow night. We've got to get all our 11 working throughout the game. I mean, it's 90 minutes. The pace of the game tomorrow night would be incredible.
Excellent. Well, it should be a cracking occasion in the Marillac tomorrow night. We wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That's UCC boss Noel Healy. 8 o'clock tomorrow night on the Marillac. Should be a big crowd down there for that game as they take on Dundalk in their EA Sports Cup clash. Really looking forward to that game. That is it from us. It's been a pretty busy show. All the interviews from tonight will be online shortly. redfm.ie/sport is where you will find them. We're back next Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Another massive weekend of sport ahead. Green on Red is up next. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening, gang.
Miss the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie.
Getting you closer to rugby with Irish Independent Park. Epic stories start here.
Red FM.